trying to earn money. In the beginning, you're trying to learn your craft.
Hello guys, and welcome to the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I am your host, Scott Lancaster, as always. And on this episode, we are going to be covering the one reason why most freelancers fail. And I've actually been in probably 50 situations with freelancers who have started freelancing, but they have failed and given up for this one single reason, which I'm going to share with you in this episode so that you never need to fail on your freelancing journey and you always understand that it's just part of the process of becoming a freelancer. Now, to get into the good stuff, I want to keep this episode as short and sweet as possible because this isn't a huge lesson that takes a lot of time to explain. But it's a very simple one that is super, super important. I'll tell you a little bit of a story. When I first started freelancing, I was doing logo designs for $5 each. I sometimes had to do a logo design for 30 hours. So it would take me 1.5 days, basically, to finish a logo design, to send it over to a client, and ultimately get it rejected, and maybe they wouldn't even pay for it. But the thing was, when you're starting off as a freelancer, and this is the lesson, you're not trying to earn money. In the beginning, you're trying to learn your craft. You're trying to learn how to get people results in a very specific area. So for me, for example, it was logo design in the very beginning, and that allowed me to understand how to manage a client, how to guide them through the process, how to get over any challenges that we may have faced, how to design an actual logo, how to develop my personal taste in regards to logo design and help the client to actually convey their message through that logo in an effective way. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. There's lots of things that you need to learn as a freelancer. And if you try to earn so much money in the very beginning, you are going to end up, one, not being able to attract clients, two, you're going to end up pissing off clients because they don't want to pay for shit work, and three, you're going to end up giving up. So in the very beginning, don't focus on income, focus on learning. Focus on learning your craft better than anyone else in the world. Look at the best people in the world at what you're doing and become just as good as them, if not better. That is all for this episode, guys. I hope this was valuable. And if anything, I hope it was just a little motivational speech just to kind of get you over the week and just to get you through a tough time. But if you found this valuable, we're really trying to push this podcast and get it out to as many people as possible. At 100 episodes, we're going to start reaching out to some incredible freelancers from around the world to actually teach you the lessons that they have learned as well as mine, so we can have some incredible conversations to really drive some value for you. Now, all I ask is that you pop a 5-star review on this podcast. And if you found anything valuable in this podcast, then share it with someone else that you know it will help. But anyway, I wish you guys an amazing day and thank you so much for listening. It really means the world to me. I'll see you in the next episode.